Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer with Katarina Legato and James Jennings.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Australian Ghost Whisperer. Katarina and I are continuing our tour of haunted hotels
in the Blue Mountains.
In the Blue Mountains, which happens to be a very haunted place, which is good for us. and we hope you enjoy the wonderful old, creepy as, sometimes not creepy, but usually creepy places that we find.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We're going to take you on a little bit of a tour of the hotel and have a little look around and see what's happening here.
Yeah, the hotel is a real tourist destination in the Blue Mountains, and it's also rumored to be incredibly haunted. So we are going to go find out what's what, see what spirits are lurking about.
Wonderful.
Let's do it.
I love it.
So we're in the ballroom, which smells old. Definitely smells like old people.
Musty. Very old.
What do you see in here?
Very old. I especially see when it used to be a hospital. That's what I'm seeing.
A lot
of these soldiers were brought in very injured, bleeding. I see the nuns and nurses helping the injured soldiers. I hear a lot of groaning. Fee, very afraid. They were very traumatized. So yeah, I feel like it wiped out. It used to be a happy place, a ballroom, but now not anymore.
Mm. So what I'm curious to know is that if the people used to come here dancing back in the day, if they were able to pull off this kind of move on this kind of excellent dance floor. Ouch. So Kat, we're checking out where some of the rooms are, some of the old hallways up here. What are you sensing? What are you seeing?
Yeah, I'm seeing lots of bellboys, like, you know, with the trays delivering food and champagne. So again, I get this feeling of, a little bit of glamour, a little bit of people would come away for the weekend and have a wonderful, like, yeah, very...
fancy weekend.
Fancy weekend, exactly. But yeah, lots of bellboys. I don't know why they're all hanging around here.
Maybe this was their station.
They could have been. Yeah. A little bit of a duality of the people that were here having fun, and then there's the overlay of the war, the poverty, the soldiers being brought here when it was used as a hospital for the war veterans. So I feel like there's that real energy of, you know, I can smell, like, you know, kind of all the medicines and herbs and tinctures and ointments, things that were used. But then I can also see kind of another dimension where there's all the, you know, another reality where there's, you know, again, the weekend and the women were very dressed up and, you know, the champagne and all of that being delivered to the room, a sense of love and honeymoon and excitement, anniversaries. I feel like it was a very kind of romantic little place to get away to.
Ooh la la.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
It must be lacking romance in your life.
I'm definitely lacking romance.
So James is lacking romance in his life very badly. If any of you are interested,
This has suddenly become a Tinder profile.
If any of you feel any attraction to James, please let us know.
In fact,
call me first and then I can kind of tap in.
Yeah.
Well, I can tap in and see if there's a psychic connection, a vibe between the two of you.
All right.
And then you can come here for a weekend and get to know each other.
I like it. Build romance.
We've resolved James's lack of love and romance.
By tapping into the old-timey romance of this particular hotel.
I do get a sense of it was a very kind of romantic, special place.
Very nice. Maybe there's a few ghost ladies in here who want to mingle, maybe. What do you think?
I don't think you should take them home because you'll be ringing me at 1 o'clock in the morning that you'll be scared and you can't sleep.
That's true.
And I don't answer my phone that late.
No, you don't. So
I'd suggest that, no, we don't take anyone home.
All right, skip that idea.
Let's move on. It's a real old-worldly feel. Do you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very old-worldly.
Feels almost like stepping back into time.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Stepping back, yeah. Into like a different century altogether.
Yeah.
Everything was so much more proper and humble than, you know, the fast pace we live now. I feel like people came in really relaxed. They were probably relaxed before they even got here.
Yeah.
So like us, we get to a place and we need 5 days to unwind before we get into a holiday mode. I feel like, you know, that people just came here and they were already kind of relaxed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably why they're staying here. So again, you know, you might be wondering why these spirits don't cross over. Oftentimes, you know, people are very afraid of the afterlife. So when they find themselves dead, they will try and hold on to physical memories, physical reality. So they will, you know, kind of come back to a time in their life where they were really happy, or like a weekend that they really enjoyed, and then just keep reliving that moment over and over again.
Right.
Because there's no sense of timing. So they keep reliving an aspect of their life that they really loved.
Can they anytime snap out of that?
Well, they can awaken. They can wake up and realize that, you know, they have died and that they, you know, they need to move on out of the physical dimensions. Mm. But that can sometimes take hundreds of years. Like I said, I can still see, you know, soldiers and you know, the fought in the wars, like outside here, that are injured, still trapped, poor things, really. They're still trapped in that pain of, so they must have died here, I would say, under very traumatic circumstances and have just remained stuck here, reliving that time, that moment over and over again. And that's why spirits can get trapped in an environment. And I always say, once you've got a few spirits, then it tends to kind of create the right environment for more and more to come.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, this is a mixture of a very joyful space where I think it was quite glamorous to come out and hang out at the Hydro.
Mm.
And then there's a mixture of, you know, the war times of the despair and the pain and the injured soldiers. So you've got quite a few, you know, realities within this space.
Yeah, right. Mm. Okay. Let's go explore and see what else we can find.
Yeah, let's explore a bit more.
All right, Kat, we're inside one of the rooms.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Wow, very beautiful. I love the bed. And look at the views that the people would have looked out to. Like, I can see why so many spirits gravitate towards you because of the memories of, you know, this spectacular space. It really is incredibly beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
And I feel like, I can feel like a giggling, like a young couple in this room, and they're like giggling and they're very playful with each other, and maybe honeymoon, maybe anniversary, but I feel like it's a very giggly, happy room, this one. And it's like I can kind of see them both sort of looking out the window and just admiring the incredible view of the valley. And yeah, it's just very, very joyful, this room. Like, this would be a nice room to stay in. Will we move through and see what's happening in the bathroom? Wow. And I mean, obviously the bathroom wouldn't have looked like this back in the day. But I feel like I can see, you know, those big vases with the water where they would fill up in the little sort of basin thing and wash their faces. And this couple, they're just giggling, and it's like they just never want to go home. And so I feel like they've just decided, obviously, when they die, to just come back here and keep reliving this moment that was so joyful for them.
Well, maybe let's maybe not ruin their honeymoon anymore. We'll get out of the room and leave them to some privacy.
I think they must get a lot of disruptions in here with all the other honeymooners staying here. But very, very cute. They're a very cute couple.
Nice.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a lovely little deck out here in the sunshine, Katerina. It doesn't seem very haunted out here, but I know that I don't see everything you do. So what do you see?
I'm seeing like beautiful lounge, like sun lounges, where the women would come out here and just sit and enjoy the sun, and obviously looking out at the views. So I feel like we're kind of in the original part of the hotel now.
Yeah, it feels like it, doesn't
and
it?
And I feel like they just come out here and just, you know, get some sun on their legs and arms, because of course back then they didn't really, you know, wear
no fake tan
and yeah. Probably no swimwear. So I feel like it was a bit of a little private area where, that's what I'm seeing, where the women would come and get some sun and vitamin D.
Okay, very good.
Very, very, very nice.
Like, and $1 million views.
And like little tables, I'm seeing, you know, and sort of jars of water. Yeah, and obviously they would admire these incredibly spectacular views.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just stunning. Very beautiful.
Well, unlike the women who used to suntan out here, I'm incredibly pale and will probably start turning into a crisp, so maybe we should go back inside.
Okay, we best go inside.
Ghost hunting can be a tiring business. We've decided to grab a seat here outside this relaxing fountain.
Get away from the ghosts.
It doesn't feel like it's very haunted out here, but no. I mean, what do you think?
Oh, I feel a little more grounded here sitting on this nice sandstone, so kind of needed that. There was a lot of lots going on in this hotel.
Yeah, we might have to come back at night time when the spooks seem to come out to play a bit more.
Oh, they're still out. It's just sometimes, it's a little more visible at night. We might capture stuff on the video.
Yep.
But it's definitely been a lot of fun.
Yeah, lots of fun. And if you know of a haunted hotel, let us know. We'll go check it out. We'll see what we can see. Hopefully get a few...
And share it with you.
and share it with you. Get some ghosts on camera, hopefully. Mm. And we thank you for joining us on our tour of luxury haunted hotels. We'll be back again soon for more. Thanks for joining us.
Bye.
To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katerina, please visit www.patreon, that's patreon.com/ The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.